Well, today I want to speak to you on the subject of being overwhelmed with fear. What happens when we're so consumed with fear that we can't see a way out? We can't see how we're going to make this through. We can't even see how things around us are going to be worked out. And what happens is we can be completely debilitated with fear. And the question is, who do we turn to? You know, who has the answers that we need? Well, I believe the answer is Jesus Christ. That through Jesus Christ, we may experience a peace and a joy and comfort and freedom from fear. My prayer today is that this sermon will be an encouragement to you, that you will know that you are not alone, that God is for you, that He is with you, and He is with you at all times, and you need not fear. Myself and my wife, Jillian, we recently celebrated 13 years of marriage, and we have 3 young boys. Jill always jokes saying she thinks there's still one more in us, but I'm like, there's no way that we could manage another boy. As you know, if it was a girl, she'd have 3 older brothers to look after her, but I know we'd probably end up with twin boys with more testosterone than we could ever imagine. But with 3 boys, as you can imagine, it's been a crazy season these last 6-7 months. But it's also been filled with many great, memorable moments. But with boys, you have to have eyes on the back of your head. You need to know where they are at all times, because one of them might be hanging out of the upstairs open window. One of them might just run out in front of the road. Another one might be throwing stones at your neighbor's brand new car, which unfortunately all of these things has happened, sometimes all at the same time. But just the other day, I looked out of the window and I saw my youngest son, Isaac, and he had broken off our garden flamingo, broken into pieces, went over to a car. I was just bashing away at our car, just trying to write his name in it or something. I was like, no, stop, please. But it has been a crazy season, and not only because were we, like everyone else, going through the unknown with COVID, which was causing great fear and concern and worry at times, but we have 3 boys, as I said. Levi's 6, Liam's 4, and Isaac, the one with the flamingo, he was prepared and getting ready to go through open heart surgery in March, and of course it was postponed. Then over the following months during lockdown, Isaac, his health began to deteriorate rapidly, and we began to become really worried. And myself and my wife Jillian, we lived with this unsettling fear that maybe one night he might go to sleep and he may not wake up in the morning. Or maybe because of his enlarged heart, it might cause long-term consequences. Or maybe he won't make it through the surgery. And after lots of hospital visits and last-minute surgery cancellations, finally in July, he was able to get to the surgery, and it was a great success. He is now a completely different boy who is bouncing with energy, who's vibrant, who's playing with his brothers. He's a completely new and healthy boy. But I'll never forget that moment when the nurse called us to say, Isaac's out of surgery, and everything went great. It was like in that moment, I felt this weight just lift off my shoulders. Everything that I was carrying in my heart with the worry and the fear and anxiety, it felt like in that moment, it just went away. I know for many of you, you may feel like your heart is heavy with worry. You may feel like your mind is filled with anxious thoughts and your spirit is full of fear. I believe today that weight can be lifted off of you. I believe that you can experience peace in your mind, calm in your spirit, and you can experience the faith of Jesus rising within you that will dissipate the fear and cause you to be confident in Him above all else. Though, yes, you may have fear, but by placing your faith in Jesus, by trusting in Him, by knowing that He will make a way, that He will provide for me when I continue to follow Him and follow His ways, He will lead me through this difficult time. And I believe that you will experience a supernatural peace and calm through Jesus. You know, that's really how I could describe this last season that we've just gone through. For me, there has been many, many times where I've been overwhelmed with fear and yet overcome with the love and the peace of Jesus. And I really believe that is what you can experience today. You can experience where in your life it may feel like the world is chaotic, but your spirit is calm. It may feel like your mind is full of fear, but your spirit is full of faith. I truly believe that we, all of us, may be overwhelmed with fear, but we can experience the love of Jesus overcoming us and overcoming us our fear like never before. You know, there's a great story in the fifth book of the Bible called Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. And in chapter 1, we see that God has been preparing his people, the Israelites, and he's assigned Moses to lead them. And he's to lead them into the land that he's prepared for them, which he's called the Promised Land. The land in which he's set aside for them and their family and their children for thousands of generations. And after delivering them from slavery and captivity out of Egypt, and then providing for them in miraculous ways right through the desert land, they finally come to the place in which God has been preparing for them and leading them to give them as their own. And in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21, we see that God gives Moses a word to tell the people. He says, "See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." He's saying, trust in me. I will make a way. I will provide for you. Don't allow fear to discourage you. I have given you this promise and I will be with you. So Moses, as the leader, he decides to send out 12 spies, 12 men from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sends them out to go get the lay of the land, survey, and bring back a report of what the land is like there. So after 40 days, the spies return with some fruit of the land, so large that it says that two men had to carry but one branch of fruit. And they made this report. They said, "The land is good. It is a good land that the Lord has given us." But then the story takes a turn for the worst. As out of the 12, 10 of the spies become overwhelmed with fear. And they say, "We can't go. The people there are too powerful. They are like giants and they will wipe us out." And out of the 12, only two believed and had faith, and their names was Joshua and Caleb. And they said, "We can do this. The Lord has given us this land. He's given us this promise and he will be with us every step of the way." And in the midst of arguing back and forth, Moses speaks up and he says to the people these words. And I really believe that this is a word of encouragement for you and for me in this season. He says in verse 29 and 30, "Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of what might happen or what might not happen. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day. For the Lord your God, who is going before you, who has gone ahead of you, will fight for you, will provide for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. Just as you saw him do the countless times in which you called out to him for answer, in which you cried out to him for provision, and he answered and he made a way from that in which you were facing." But in spite of all this, the spies decided to listen to the fearful. The people decided to listen to the fearful spies, and not one of the entire population who made their decision based on fear and couldn't see past their fear into how God would provide, not one of them stepped into the promised land, but only Joshua and Caleb 40 years later from that day. Only two people were confident that the Lord would lead them through, knowing that he will fight for them, that he will go ahead of them, and he will provide for them. But the others, they allowed fear to grip them so tightly that they missed out on the very thing that God wanted to give to them. They couldn't see beyond their fear into their future. You know, Joshua and Caleb, they chose to have faith even in spite of fear. Though, yes, at times they would have experienced immense fear like all of us do on a daily basis, knowing that the opposition might destroy me, or for them, these great giants may wipe us out. But they still chose to believe that the Lord who would make a way would provide for them. They were ready to step out in faith and wonder, what will God do next? For that truly is where faith lies. Faith does not lie in the known, but in the unknown. Faith doesn't lie in the certain, but in the uncertain. Faith is found when we're in the face of a disease or an illness. We're facing the threat of our livelihoods, of what we know, feeling like this is going to destroy me, and yet choosing to believe that the Lord will deliver me. It is to feel and experience fear, but yet regardless, choose to have faith. Faith in the Lord who will lead you. Faith in the Lord who will protect you and will guide you. You know, I'm afraid all of the time. Afraid that things could take a turn for the worse. Afraid about our finances and our livelihood. Afraid about the health and well-being of my children. You know, I want to say this for a moment to settle you, that it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be afraid. Fear is a very natural part of our lives. Men, husbands, leaders, providers, protectors. It's okay to be afraid. Women, nurturers, carers, mothers. It's okay to be afraid. Students, sons, daughters, young people, children. It is okay to be afraid. But I want you to hear me. Don't be fearful. Where you are full of fear and nothing else. Where you allow fear to cause such unrest and angst and anxiety within you that you allow it to hold you, but instead choose to be full of faith. Where you may experience fear seeping into your life and mind every single day, but choosing that I will not allow this to take root. I will not allow this to take root in my life or in my mind, where I will cause it to determine my decisions, my direction, and my determination. But I will be full of faith and not fear. Maybe right now, fear has gripped you so tightly that you struggle to breathe, to stand, to believe, to see beyond where you are to where maybe God is leading you to. I want to encourage you that don't wait until the fear is gone, but instead pray to the Lord. Lord, help me to have greater faith in you above everything else so that I will not be fearful, but instead I will be full of faith in you. You know, I really believe that he will answer your prayer. He's answered that prayer for me and my family. And I believe that he can answer that prayer for you, where he can provide. He can make a way. Even in the midst of your fear that you're experiencing, he can show up in your life and provide a supernatural peace and calm. Why? Because he loves you. Because he cares for you. He's for you. In fact, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be a sacrifice for the saving of our sins. Maybe you're not so sure about where your future lies. Maybe you're living in that place of the unknown and the worry, and it's causing so much fear and anxiety within you. I want to give you an opportunity today to call on Jesus, to invite him into your heart and into your life, and place your faith in him above all else. And what I'm going to do is just going to lead us in a very, very simple prayer. I ask that you repeat these words after me. Maybe just whisper them under your breath, or close your eyes and bow your head. And say with me, Jesus, I'm afraid. I need your help. I need your hope to lean on. I need you to lead me, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I choose today to give you my life from now until forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
To let it all go, done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend, so I'll run to the Father again and again and again.
So I pray that you've been encouraged today, or even in the midst of your fear, through Jesus you can experience his peace, his grace, and his love like never before. Hey, we'd love for you to join one of our online services every Sunday at 10:30, 12:30, either on our YouTube or Facebook page, or you can just check us out at openarms.ie, and we'd love to connect with you. Also, if you've been encouraged or inspired in any way and would love to reach out, you can just email admin@openarms.ie. We'd love to hear your story and help you in any way that we can. But let me pray for us today as we finish. Lord, we thank you for our time together. And I pray for every person who is hearing these words, that they will find rest in you, that you will bring peace to their minds, contentment to their souls, and life to their spirits. Where we all may be overwhelmed with fear, but yet overcome with the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen.